And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs in the Morning here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. A big thanks to Becky Manning from Community Connections for taking time to join us here on your Wednesday, December 9th. Tristan Winder, glad to be with you, and have my good friend Matt Kibben joining us here, the City Administrator for the City of North Platte. Mr. Kibben, thanks for taking time for us again this morning.
Good morning, Tristan, and thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you back in the studio, and I reached out to Mr. Kibben. And sometime, I think it was early this week or late last week sometime, and asked if you wanted to come in the studio again. It's been a little while, and wanted to discuss a few things with you here from the city administrative side. First things first, have to talk about the wonderful decorations at City Hall. And have you and the family been up to KODY Park yet to enjoy the Santa's Workshop?
I personally have not. My wife and children have been through KODY Park, yes, and they really enjoyed it.
There's a lot of buzz for them then. They enjoyed it?
Yes.
Good, good. Glad to hear.
And Lane Shop did a great job on the,
Lyle.
On the KODY Park display, and then the City Hall, you're right, it does look really good. And I just showed up one day, and I was pretty amazed by it just appeared.
It's a winter wonderland.
It is. Yeah.
I stop by, well, at least once a month, sometimes more, but I swing into Municipal Light and Water once a month. And I was there one day to pay the bill, walked outside, looked up, and I thought, oh my goodness, I guess Christmas is approaching, so it only makes sense to have the decorations on City Hall. But it looks great, and the crew's done a great job with that. And you mentioned Mr. Grosseth a minute ago, the Public Works Director. He's done a great job, too. A relatively new hire here for the City of North Platte, but he's done a great job. One big news story out of the City Council meeting last week that I talked about quite a bit was our water treatment facility being being recognized here in the state of Nebraska as one of the best.
That's correct, and that's not the first time. So Doug Meyer out there at the wastewater treatment plant does an excellent job dealing with conditions that are less than favorable for most of us. But he and Lane and that shop should be real proud of what they're accomplishing out there, considering, again, we're dealing with the wastewater in the city. So I personally am very proud of that operation, and I know councilman and councilwoman now have been through there, and the purpose of that was to show them the pride that's involved in that operation. I'm just really, really impressed with that facility.
I've never personally been in there myself, but I've talked to people that have, and they said it's so clean you can almost eat off the floor.
That's correct.
It's great. It was great to have them honored at the council meeting. Mayor Livingston, our retired mayor here for the City of North Platte, was able to honor them at the meeting before we dove into the big agenda items and to dive into swearing our new council representatives and new mayors in. So I know Dwight loves to do those things, so it's only fitting to let him do it one last time as the mayor of North Platte.
That's correct.
Again, we have Matt Kibben joining us, our city administrator here for the City of North Platte. And Mr. Kibben, we're talking about that city council meeting from a week ago here a little bit. It was obviously a very interesting council meeting, the first council meeting that you've been in where we've had a new group of council representatives sworn in, then also a new mayor was sworn in. So tell us what that was like sitting from your spot on the council chamber as a city administrator.
Well, I guess two perspectives. One is I thought Renee and the team from City Hall did a good job setting up the transition plan, considering the times we're in, and having, you know, as I understand it, in the past we would have sworn in all the councilmen together as a group rather than individually like we did this year. But, you know, that scheduling that, making sure that flowed real well, I think was important. the second part of it is, you develop relationships with the councilman and the mayor, and so to see the changeover was a bit of a
little bittersweet.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way to put it. And so certainly appreciate working with all the council folks that have left, and looking forward to the new councilman and mayor that were sworn in last December 1st.
Now tell us, what was your working relationship like with Mayor Livingston? Obviously, you knew when you accepted the job as city administrator that Mayor Livingston was going to be retiring and not seeking re-election. Can you tell us, what was your working relationship like with Mayor Livingston? And if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your personal life with Mayor Livingston.
Sure. So from a working relationship perspective, I thought we got along really well. No different than what Brandon and I are talking about, is he was in my office every morning, and we talked about things that were on my plate, things, phone calls or emails or Facebook posts that he had received. And then, you know, one of us would make a plan of attack for addressing those items. And I think Brandon has a real similar philosophy, and so looking forward to that. From a personal perspective, you know, it was more just we didn't necessarily hang out a lot per se, but
it's frowned upon in our COVID world, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right.
But you two did spend a lot of time together. We know worked very well together. And the thing that I love too about the situation that we're in is we know there's been a lot of change that's happened here in the city of North Platte. We have a city administrator with yourself. Obviously, it's been here for a few months. We have a mayor that's hit the ground running here within the month of December. But our previous city administrator and our previous mayor, although they've unofficially retired, they're still public servants and willing to help out with you or Mayor Kelleher, however they can, whenever they can.
That's correct.
Again, we have Matt Kibben joining us, our city administrator here for the city of North Platte. And I guess we'll talk a little bit more about that city council meeting before we talk about our newly elected mayor with Mr. Kelleher, Mayor Kelleher. Matt, we know the big hot topic issue here as of recent in the city is the Streeter Electric changeovers on Front Street. Streeter Electric is a Sutherland-based company wanting to come along Front Street here in North Platte. And this has been an issue that's had some conversation at the council table, but also had some conversations from constituents. So I wanted to have you in the studio to let folks know that if there's this is just an example I'm wanting to use, but if there's anything like this that they feel may be impacting them as a citizen of North Platte, there's a variety of ways for them to get a hold of you, anybody in the city planning department, or their own council representatives.
Absolutely. You know, the phone lines are always open, and so if you call City Hall, the main line, and it'll have an option for you to get a hold of any of us in City Hall, and happy to take those phone calls. The number there is 308-535-6724. And I believe Renee's extension is 3215, and she can also direct folks to the appropriate folks within City Hall. Judy Clark is the planning administrator and is very knowledgeable on the topics of rezoning, which this is, and so she would be happy to take and address any questions or comments as we move through this. Next week will be the final reading on that particular topic, and I'm sure there'll be more discussion Tuesday evening.
And even though there's some restrictions on meetings in today's world with the coronavirus, Matt, folks can still come and speak in front of the council, too, about this issue or anything else that's a public hearing matter.
They can in a public hearing matter. That's the most important component of that. So third reading isn't necessarily a public meeting or a public comment, public hearing, but it is the mayor's prerogative. And typically, at least Dwight, and I believe Brandon has the same philosophy, in that if folks want to speak, they are, have been allowed to do so.
Mm-hmm. I think the big thing, too, with Dwight, and I think it will be with Brandon, is if you want to speak, you know, obviously you need to address the mayor and request to do so, or maybe even reach out ahead of time and have your opinion heard that way too. But I think the big thing is respect. You have to be respectful. And I love when we see passion. It's great to see passion at the council chambers, great to see passion for the city for the people addressing our city administrators and our city council representatives. But there's a difference between showing the passion and showing it disrespectfully too.
That's correct. Yes, I certainly hope that everybody that would speak at the council meetings would be respectful. We're all doing a job, and we all take it seriously. We spend a lot of time contemplating these issues before it even gets to the council's agenda.
A lot of homework that goes into these things. I mean, nothing's taken lightly.
That's correct.
There's a lot of, for this example, for this particular example, the planning department does quite a bit of homework and everything before they go to you and talk to you about it. And then before you and the mayor have conversations, and it goes to the planning commission before it goes to city council. I mean, it's all the channels of local government.
That's correct.
Now, Mr. Kibben, one thing, too, I wanted to discuss as we wrap up last week's council meeting. Mayor Kelleher kind of, I told you, I knew that Brandon was going to hit the ground running as our new mayor. I didn't realize he was going to hit the ground in a dead-on sprint. My goodness, he hit the ground running, to say the least, folks. But it's very good to see, too. But Brandon, at the end of the meeting, before Mr. Nisley tried to close the meeting, I had to poke fun at Councilman Nisley a little bit there. But before the meeting ended, Mayor Kelleher brought up a new item to the agenda and wants to conclude every city council meeting with the opportunity for individuals to address the council, yourself, our city attorney, and our mayor, and bring up an item that they may like to have on future agendas. Obviously, you and Brandon have talked about this before the council meeting, so tell us about the conversations that you and Mayor Kelleher had with this, and tell us exactly how this is going to work, if you don't mind, Matt.
Sure. So the conversation that Brandon and I have had is allowing people to speak about, as you said, agenda items for future meetings. Mm-hmm. And the idea there, as I understand it, is folks would speak to the council, provide the agenda item, and then we as administration would take that back, study it, and determine whether or not it would make it onto a future agenda. And either way, if it were an item that would be on an agenda, it would be just that. If it weren't an item that warranted being on the agenda, then in discussions with Mayor Kelleher, the individual receive a written response from Mayor Kelleher saying, hey, we appreciate your engagement in city government. Here are the reasons that this item doesn't warrant being on the agenda.
Okay. And Mayor Kelleher was also quick to point out that that's not a time for folks to complain about city services, city employees, anything along those lines. If there are complaints about that, Matt, what's the proper way for folks to do so?
Well, I would just encourage folks to call into to Renee's office, and then she usually directs those to either the mayor or I, and we will assuredly respond to every one of those phone calls. It may take us a day or two. We have a lot going on in City Hall, but we'll certainly get back to folks.
Absolutely, and we have a great group of individuals that work throughout the entire city, folks that have a passion for the city and have a passion for their jobs, and that shows very well, too. And obviously, any complaints or issues that are brought to your attention or to Mayor Kelleher's attention are going to be dealt with in a very serious manner, but not just from our administrative perspective, our department heads for the city of North Platte take all those things very seriously too, and take them with a grain of salt.
They do. They take them very seriously. And I guess if I could put a plug in for all of the department heads, whether it's the library, the rec center, Lane out at public service, fire and police, these folks come here every day serving the people of North Platte, and they take their jobs very seriously. And, you know, this year, as an example, we slimmed down our budget, and everybody's mm-hmm. doing more with less, and everybody, the whole staff is doing a great job of doing that. And so, you know, some things, there's a give and take when we reduce budgets. And so when people have those grievances, yeah, if they call, we'll address them and we'll explain both sides of the item, the issue.
Mm-hmm. And going back to Mayor Kelleher's new agenda item at the end of each council meeting, due to the open meetings law, there's not going to be a lot of conversation that can be had. The individual can bring to the attention of the council and to our city attorney, our mayor, and yourself the issue, and then it'll pretty much be a thank you. We'll take that in consideration. However, Mayor Kelleher did recommend that maybe if this is an individual that, say, lives in Ward 4, Mayor Kelleher recommended that maybe Ed and Mark, as Ward Ward 4 representative should approach this individual after the council meeting to have some conversation.
Absolutely, and thanks for bringing that up. I think that's key, is every citizen in North Platte has a representative to their specific area. I'd encourage folks to visit with their councilman on a regular basis, because we don't know what we don't know from a city perspective. And so if you bring those, have those conversations with your councilmen, they'll certainly get to City Hall, and we'll work to address both the positives and the negatives.
Everybody works very well together. It's a very well-oiled machine, from our council representatives to the administration, the employees. Everybody works very well together. It's a very well-oiled machine.
I agree.
Again, we have Matt Kibben joining us, our city administrator here for the city of North Platte. And Matt, our new mayor, hit the ground running, as I said. I don't know if it's a run or maybe more of a sprint or jog, but either way, Brandon took the reins and went full force work, as we predicted that he would. But not just Brandon, our four new council representatives. Thank you. Our four new council representatives hit the ground running as well at that inaugural council meeting of theirs. I think all four of them partook at different times in the conversation around the chamber. So that's probably great to see from your perspective.
It is. I'm really excited for the new council and their level of engagement. You know, clearly we saw a few of those new councilmen speak at several meetings in the time that mm-hmm. I've been in the city. And I'm really encouraged that we will be having vibrant discussions at council meetings going forward. They're probably going to be lengthier than they have been in the past, but I think that's important to show the citizens of North Platte that we as a administration and then the executive branch, being the mayor and the councilmen, take these roles very seriously.
Absolutely, and they do take it very seriously. You mentioned a few minutes ago that our new council representatives and our new mayor were able to go on a bit of a tour of the city. Were you the one that organized that, and why so, Matt?
I did organize that, and that was just something I brought with me from my previous position in Wyoming. We would get new trustees on the Board of Trustees, and we would take them around all of the projects that were specific to our shop at the university. And I think what I was trying to show there is a couple of things. Number one, obviously the people and how proud they are of each of their facilities. And number two is our facilities themselves. You know, there are several discussions about a new rec center, potentially a new public service building. And it wasn't to say we need these things. It was to say, here's where the conversation is coming from. And then as agenda items come up that relate to the facilities or to the shops, it's, not, again, nice to know who the people are that are managing those and to where they are throughout the city and what condition those facilities are in.
Absolutely, yeah, extremely important. So appreciate you doing that. Sounds like it was probably a pretty good tour, too, and very educational from what I hear, too, from our new council representatives.
I hope so.
Matt, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I don't believe I have anything else for the betterment of the group today.
Now, Matt, if there's anybody out there that wants to get in contact with you or maybe anybody else at City Hall to discuss city issues or maybe learn more about city government, become more involved, how can they do so?
Yeah, I would, again, strongly encourage calling the office. You can also shoot me an email. It's Kibben, KIBBONMF. At ci.north-platte.ne.us. Either of those would work for folks to reach out. The number there is, again, 308-535-6724.
And all that information is on the city's website, too, including your email address, so folks can always find it on there if they didn't get to a pin in time.
That's correct, because it's a lengthy one.
It is. Well, Mr. Kibben, it's been great getting to know you here in 2020. I'm really looking forward to having you on more here in the new year as we continue to better the city of North Platte. And obviously, some exciting news came out yesterday, too, with Pepper Jacks coming here to North Platte, too. So Wilkinson Development bringing some new business here. I'm sure that in your position as the city administrator, administrator. That was exciting news for you to hear. And both of us are guys that enjoy a good meal, too. So we are both extremely excited about Pepper Jack's coming.
Absolutely, yeah. Excited for that development. And West A, the project out there for new apartment living, is getting ready to kick off. So a lot of good things happening in North Platte. It's moving in the right direction for sure.
Great things are happening in the city. We're glad to have you on board steering the ship with Mayor Kelleher, and we're blessed to have you here. So we're glad that you're here, Matt. Thanks for taking time for us again. Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we'll see you in the new year, my friend.
To you as well. Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break on KODY.
Time to check your local news. Here's Tristan Winder.